Hi friends, this is Nate Doro back with another album review. Today we're going to be talking about Green Day's new album, Father of All. This is their first album after a 3-year break. Their last album was called Revolution Radio. It came out in 2016. Now, if you've ever listened to me talk about music before, which I usually make a lot of people listen to me talk about music, you know I consider myself a punk, rock, slash pop, whatever you want to call it, enthusiast. I love punk music. It's what I grew up on. So Green Day is a big part of all that. Like, I grew up listening to Green Day and they got me started listening to it. So I want you all to know that I really, really respect them. However, I'm gonna go in on this album a little bit. I was definitely disappointed in this new album. The album does start off strong with the titular single, Father of All, which is also the name of the album. It's a really fun song. It's definitely Green Day. Like, you can hear them in the music, which is always a great way to start out. However, when I was first listening to the album and this song led into the next song, I didn't even realize that the song changed. So many of the singles on this album sound so similar to one another that it doesn't feel like they put in their full effort. It definitely felt phoned in. That next song is called Ready, Fire, Aim. It's fun. Like I said, it just feels so much similar to the first single. Same with the next single. The only single that I genuinely enjoyed is Meet Me on the Roof. Meet Me on the Roof was different. It was unique. It's why I like Green Day, because they aren't afraid to like mess with their music, mess with their sound, change things up. So much of their music that I like is like their unique music. Basket Case, for example, Paradise, those are some of my favorite songs. So another notable song on the album for me was I Was a Teenage Teenager. It's a slower song, it adds diversity, and it's not my favorite song on the album, but it breaks up the album, and you need diverse music on your album. Like, you need different sounds to keep people listening, and that song does this, so I definitely appreciate the song. It broke up the album very nicely. Then I would say the other standout besides Meet Me on the Roof is Graffiti. It's very unique, in my opinion, should have been used as a single. I really liked it. In other words, it's phenomenal. And this song and Meet Me on the Roof, that's why I like Green Day. Like I said, they're usually not afraid to change up their sounds and like try new things. Overall, I was disappointed in the album, but it's still very enjoyable. I recommend giving it a listen to. The best tracks are Graffiti and Meet Me on the Roof. So definitely at least check those out. Like, I want to give Green Day a better score than I should, but I feel like I'm being very impartial by giving them a 6.5 out of 10 for the album, because they definitely passed. Like, it's a good album, but definitely felt like there should have been a little bit more effort in there. So hopefully next time we'll get that. But as always, I'm still a huge fan of Green Day, and I think everyone should be too. Dreamers, we were all believers.